Last night in downtown Buffalo, a fundraiser was held for Hillary Clinton, and a reported $350,000 was raised. We'll get confirmation of that fact right now, as a matter of fact. We're going to talk with the Erie County Democratic Chairman, Jeremy Zellner. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much, and thanks for joining us. Must have been a late night for you, for sure. What about the figure that I just mentioned, $350,000? Is that correct?
It was a great night. It was a late night, and yes, I think we exceeded that amount, which makes it the biggest Democratic presidential fundraiser in Buffalo's history.
As Mike Desmond mentioned earlier this morning in his report, it's not unusual not to allow the press inside these events, whether they're Democratic or Republican. But you take us inside. You were there. What was the energy like inside that event last night?
Well, it was just terrific. We had an excellent host committee of all of our Democratic elected officials, Kathy Hochul, Mark Poloncarz, the mayor, Congressman Higgins. You know, we worked very hard to put this together. Approximately 300 people in the room who were just really excited to see the secretary and have her speak about the issues that matter most to them.
I want to get into that a little bit. Again, we don't have access to it, but are there specific issues that are discussed during this? It must be a real whirlwind event, but if there were such issues, what perhaps maybe was, or did Mrs. Clinton mention?
Well, she gave us a little bit of a history of when she was our senator, and then she talked about her plans for America, which is about standing up for Americans, all Americans, LGBT community, African-American community, working class citizens. She talked about student debt crisis of loans and going out of control with that. She talked a little bit about strengthening the Affordable Care Act to make sure that that stays in place, which is helping millions of Americans have health care. So she did touch on many issues.
What about taking those issues then that you heard last night, and now we've got still a long ways to go here in the presidential campaign, of course, a full year ahead, and there are primaries and such still to be dealt with. But at the same time, are there issues or is there an issue that you think she needs to articulate especially well if she's going to win enough American voters to become president?
Well, I think what she needs to do is continue talking about these issues that matter most to the middle class. Health care, making sure that people have access to health care, that it's not a privilege, that it's a right, making sure that people have equal rights, and not just in life, but at the ballot box. I mean, we're seeing many states try to limit people's access to voting, and that's an important thing that she's speaking out about. You're also seeing the student loan crisis here. I mean, people are paying off loans for 50 years with high interest. You shouldn't be making billions of dollars off of people trying to get an education. And she's hitting these things head on.
Now, if we can presume that Hillary Clinton is going to win the Democratic nomination and advance, of course, to the presidential election next year. If we can assume that, what about local Democrats? We got to believe that New York State, of course, is generally safe for Democrats. And you'd think for a former senator, most certainly would be a safe state. But what about it? We've talked with Democratic officials before who have gone to other states to campaign for these Democratic candidates. What about for Erie County Democrats? Do you see that happening, going to some of these other places to help push the candidacy along?
Yeah, Jay, I would not presume anything. We're working hard. We're not taking anything for granted. We've got some great people here locally working for Senator Bernie Sanders that we're having a spirited competition with. We hope that when and if this is all done and Secretary Clinton is the nominee, that they'll help us out to win the White House for a Democrat. But we're planning on heading to New Hampshire. We're going to go to Erie, Pennsylvania. We're going to go to Ohio to help her in any way we can through this primary season. Whether it's bus trips, and we've had hundreds of people go on our website and sign up to help volunteer for this primary season.
Jeremy Zellner is the chair of the Erie County Democratic Party. He joins us by phone this morning. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great one.